Well, welcome back to the Effective Ministry Podcast, the podcast that helps you have an effective youth and children's ministry in your local church. I'm Tim Bielhartz, a children's ministry advisor for YouthWorks in Sydney, and I'm joined today by my very good friends and Christian children's music superstars, Josh and Larissa Goscombe. Welcome to the podcast, team.
Hello.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, pleasure.
What an intro.
Absolute pleasure. Josh, according to your website, Josh Goscombe loves ministry to families and equipping them to teach their children about Jesus, because all the time is a great time to talk about Jesus, exclamation mark. He loves to perform. He loves footy, ice cream and custard, but most of all, he loves Jesus. Inspired by his own children, church and the Bible, Josh and his wife Larissa produce music to be used in the SRE classroom, at church, in the car and at home, enjoyed by children and families of all ages. That's quite a write-up. It's very exciting.
Wonder who wrote that.
Was that you, Larissa?
I'm his website person.
Website design. Excellent. Fantastic. Chief cheer squad. Josh, we'll start with you. How did you get involved in ministry? And particularly, what is it about music ministry and music ministry to children that's captured your imagination?
Yeah, I think I got involved in ministry when I was about 15. When my family moved to Northwest Australia with BCA, we kind of became a one family band. And I remember the first kids ministry I did was over there. We started a kids club in our backyard. Dad was running it. Mostly, actually all Indigenous kids were there. And I was the one with the guitar playing some Colin Buchanan songs. That's the first kids ministry I did, obviously involving music. And from there, I've just done more and more of it. When I was doing Year 13 in my gap year, someone said to me, hey, you should do kids ministry like as a thing. And I was like, yeah, I would love to do that. And so I started at YouthWorks College and yeah, it's kind of gone from there. I just love doing kids ministry. I've dabbled in youth ministry, but I've realized kids ministry is where it's at, right? so good.
Yeah, you get no arguments from me there. That's really awesome. Larissa, you've also trained in ministry. I think, am I correct? You guys met at YouthWorks College while you were both studying there.
Yeah.
Tell us about your history into ministry, Larissa. How did you get involved in children's youth ministry?
Yeah, from a very young age, I think, let's say 10, I was involved in our afternoon service doing creche. Always loved kids and being with kids and combining that with my love for Jesus. And in high school, when they didn't know what to do with us teenagers, I just asked to teach the younger kids at Sunday school, and I really loved that and just grew in that role and built skills there, and then went straight out of school to Year 13 and YouthWorks because I was very passionate about sharing Jesus with kids. Yeah, and combining with music with that, always lots of fun. I just never grew out of it, and I never threw out my kids' Bibles either. I'm now using them with my kids, and yeah, never stopped listening to Colin Buchanan.
I think, yeah, it's so true. Never grew out of it. I'm totally the same. Just never grew out of doing kids ministry. I think it helps when your brain just stays at kid level, right? Then kids ministry is definitely for you.
And if there's anyone overseas who's listening in and you haven't heard the name Colin Buchanan, he is basically, he's the top echelon of Christian children's music in Australia. He's the top notch. Josh, you got a funny story about Colin calling you on your birthday? Was that something about year 13?
Yeah. That's the throwback. Yeah. When I was doing year 13, I had my 18th birthday while I was on the other side of the country, didn't have any friends or family around. And one of the friends doing year 13 happened to have lived in Grenfell at the same church as Colin Buchanan. And so, she just called him up the day beforehand, said, hey, Colin, do you mind calling my friend on his 18th birthday? And so the next morning, I get a call from an unknown number and it's Colin Buchanan having a chin wag. It's great.
Very starstruck.
So fun. I was so starstruck. My goodness.
That's fantastic. I was having a conversation with my kids just a few weeks back, and they were asking what kind of music I was listening to in the 80s. They thought that I was, listening to Madonna and NXS, David Bowie. And I'm like, no, kids, I was in single digits when I was in the 80s. I was listening to Play School records and, Christian kids music. And I said, there was this group called Kids Praise. You'll never find this today, but that was the music I was listening to. Lo and behold, on iTunes, you can find Kids Praise. And I know albums 1, 2, and 3 back to front. And we started playing some, and all of a sudden I was on family holidays listening to my Walkman at the back of the Tarago, and I could remember every single word.
Yeah, it never leaves you.
It doesn't. That's right.
Well, there's what memory verses.
Like, memory verses, yeah, memory verse songs. Yeah. What is it that makes music so powerful?
That's so powerful. You hear those stories of people on their deathbeds coming up with, yes, Jesus loves me, and those little hymns. You know, they may have dementia or something, but they remember a song that they learned at Sunday school when they were five, and that's what sticks with them.
It's just an amazing gift from God. It's hard to put it in words, but he's just done something in music that just resonates mentally, but I think also like spiritually as well and emotionally. Like, it just hits so many spaces that I think it's hard to quantify sometimes, but I'm sure scientists know what's going on. But I just think it's, yeah, an amazing creation of God. I'm so thankful for it.
Which makes it a really important discipleship tool. Obviously, you've got your own albums. We'll talk about that. But how else have you used music in your children's ministry towards discipleship?
Yeah, well, it started out when I was actually in, particularly in the scripture classroom, I would be wanting to teach a big idea to the kids. And I was like, where's a song that I can use to teach this big idea? And there just wasn't one. And so I thought, I'll just make one up. And so it just kind of went from there. And I just, the more I did it, the more, you know, I think I got better at it, and I wrote more songs and more songs. And if there was a kids club on for, you know, a week and we wanted to teach a particular theme, then I'd write one for that. Larissa used to give me tasks, be like, Josh, I need a song for this thing that I'm doing, write one up. And so, yeah, so that was kind of where the songwriting came from. And yeah, it's also, but it's had different, as I've gotten older and started having a family, it's also progressed into kind of writing songs for my own kids. So, and this is where Larissa kind of comes in as well. Before having kids, I was kind of the chief songwriter. But when we started having kids, Larissa would be making up songs at home with the kids, and we'd kind of just develop songs through that. So that's kind of how it's happened.
We've got two previous albums that have already come out, Jesus Team, your collection of kind of early songs, and then Another Day with the Lord. Is that more the ones that you've been writing for home?
Yeah. So we had our first kid started 2020. Jesus Team got released in 2019. So yeah, that's got a whole bunch of early Josh songs. And yeah, 2020, started having kids, and Another Day with the Lord, just, yeah, we didn't set out to write an album. We came up with all these different songs and eventually thought, yeah, we should share these with other families, because it's been such a good thing for our family, being able to talk about God all the time just through singing about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah, and I'll put the link in the show notes, but joshgoscombe.com is where you can find the albums and you can download those and the new one as well. But before we get to the new albums, Larissa, we've already heard that you were helping write songs. You've been a really important part of this ministry, and particularly with your own kids. What is it about that household discipleship that's been particularly important to you as a mum, but also a partner in children's ministry and music ministry?
Yeah, it's such a wonderful time of life to be at home full time with your young kids and shaping their unformed brains to know about Jesus. They don't know anything, and you get to tell them that God created them. But yeah, as a mum, you're there all the time, and it can get pretty exhausting and repetitive with all the nappy changes and the going down for naps and feeding them and bathing them. And yeah, just adding music to the mundane of life has been really great for us, and just helped to teach the kids in a menial task like changing their nappy. We've got a nappy song that has a line that Jesus wipes your sin away. God loves you so much, he wipes your sin away. And that, just singing that to a baby on a change table, not only keeps them from wriggling and jiggling, which is another song we wrote for the change tables, but it keeps them focused on you, loving you because you're singing to them and they love your voice, but also they're learning a truth that Jesus has wiped their sin away even before they can speak. So that's been great. It sometimes feels silly to talk to babies because they can't talk, but that's what they need. That's how they learn. That's how they grow. So just all the time throughout the whole entire day, you can talk about Jesus and point your kids to Jesus in any aspect, like when the sun is rising or you're hanging the clothes up. It also helps the parent, I think, singing wonderful truths to their child, reminding them why they're doing this mundane task, and that it's a great opportunity to point your child to Jesus and form their worldview before they go on to school and use all the skills you formed to make their life choices and hopefully follow God.
The first track of the Another Day with the Lord album is just one of our family just having dinner at the dinner table. And we're just talking about, we read Deuteronomy 6, which says, talk about the law or talk about God when you get up, when you lie down, when you walk on the road, when you sit. Pretty much just talk about Jesus all the time, right? And that's a really hard thing to do. And so that's why we came up with these songs, right? The song is almost like a mental cue. So, oh yeah, I got to change a nappy. Oh, let's sing to my kid this song about changing a nappy. And oh, wow, it actually shares the gospel with my kid. Mm. And, you know, when we go outside, we say, can you see while we're walking? Can you see a tree? Can you see a car? Can you see God? No, like it's just a visual cue. Do you know what I mean? And just really helps you try and do what Deuteronomy 6 says is good for your child.
I think it was Tim Keller who talked about having an ecosystem in your family's life where just everything is connected and everything just continues to radiate God and God's truths. And I think that building God into all of those moments is exactly that Deuteronomy 6, and it's creating that little ecosystem where the kids just know that God is present throughout all of life. It's not just a Sunday thing. It's not even just a family devotional thing. God is there in every moment, and that's a really wonderful thing for the kids to be reminded of as well.
Every young person deserves to hear the greatest story ever told, the good news of Jesus. Through the ministry of SRE in schools, young people have the chance to be part of God's wonderful story. YouthWorks is a key provider of training, accreditation and resourcing of volunteer SRE teachers in New South Wales government schools. You can support SRE today with a tax-deductible donation to enable children to hear the greatest story ever told. Just Google YouthWorks, SRE, donate.
Josh, you've got a brand new album coming out. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, this one is exciting. It's called Jesus Jivers, completely riffing off Junior Jivers, right? Because they're songs that are meant for playgroups. You know, Junior Jivers, those musical church playgroups, all about movement, you know, playing with little instruments, all that kind of thing. And this song is full of upbeat, movement-y kind of songs. So, you know, one's called Up and Down, one's called Reach Up High. There's all these different really simple songs that playgroups can use to share the gospel and talk about Jesus and God's love. So that's the album. We're really excited about it. It's kind of, again, come out of our stage of life as we're kind of moving into the toddler age group, where Larissa's now part of a playgroup each week. And again, so we're writing songs that suit our kids, just depending on where they're at. Yeah, so that's kind of the gist of the album. I think it's really going to be helpful for playgroups everywhere, which is why we're really excited about
it. That's great. Tell us about ministry now. Where are you at church? What does ministry look like in the day-to-day when you're not making Christian music albums?
Yeah, I'm the Children's and Families Minister at Christchurch Gladesville as of this year. And so it's been really great, but really full on. So there's a whole lot of teams that lead all these different ministries on Sundays and Fridays and Wednesdays. And I kind of oversee all those and try and help those teams to have all the resources they need so that they can be teaching all these kids each week about Jesus and the gospel. So that's my general role. I love that I get to teach scripture on a Wednesday. On a Sunday, I get to run our family time, so that the spot where we try and get everyone in our service all involved together and excited about what we're about to read in the Bible. And so that's something I really love doing. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing in ministry full time now. Larissa, what about you?
Yeah, I'm as Josh likes to call, a ministry mum. I'm at home full time with my kids, although one of them just started preschool. And I, look after them and point them to Jesus and spend a lot of time doing church ministry like Bible study and junior drivers and making friends in the community and inviting them to church and talking to them about Jesus too and just taking my kids along with me and teaching and training them.
Yeah, what an amazing ministry to your family and to your children, but also to your community. I think that's really, really, really wonderful.
Larissa often talks about how, because she used to be a children's minister, church full time, but she still calls herself in one sense a children's minister because she's just ministering to her two kids at home, right? Plus, you know, at these other groups. But I think that's a cool concept, right?
It's now around the clock, 24/7, you know, waking up with the babies.
It's like being on children's camp all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Unpaid.
I always found it really helpful with my kids. I was always testing out resources with my kids. And so it was a really great way for me to work out, okay, is this a good children's Bible? Is this a good children's album? You know, see if it resonates with my kids before bringing them into children's ministry. You guys are doing that, but to the extreme. You're actually writing the songs with your kids first and then bringing them into the church, which is really awesome. The album launch is coming out soon. It goes live on the 1st of November. We're going to hear a teaser song, so don't leave while we say goodbye. Josh, what's coming up next? You were sharing with me a little while ago that this new album is kind of about half of what you've got in the bank at the moment. What should we expect in the future?
Yeah, I reckon there'll be another couple of releases next year because we had a week in a recording studio in August and we managed to record 23 songs and we couldn't fit them all in one album. So we split them in half and yeah, the first 11 are coming out in a week and then the rest of those will come out next year. The ones next year will be a bit more like Another Day with the Lord, the kind of going throughout the day, doing stuff with your kids, singing songs with them. So we're really excited about that one. We're just going to keep on coming up with songs as long as God gives them to us. And we'll try and record them and release them so they can just help as many other families and churches and schools as we can. So that's our aim.
That's fantastic. Well, already we've got albums that help us with our kids' ministry. We've got albums that help us with our household ministry. We help us with our playgroup ministry. I'm really looking forward to what comes out next. Thank you so much for jumping on the podcast with us, Larissa. Thank you, Josh. Don't run away. We're going to hear a song from the new album and we'll see you all next week.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4. High five. 1, 2, 3, 4. High five. Give me a big high five. I want. There's one God. I two. He loves you. I three. Trinity. I four. Made the world. I five. He gives us a life. High five. 1, 2, 3, 4. High five. 1, 2, 3, 4. High five. Give me a big high five. High one. God's own son. High two. Died for you. High three. On a tree. High four. Sin is gone. High five. He came back to life. High five. 1, 2, 3, 4. High five. 1, 2, 3, 4. High five. Give me a big high five. High one. He will come. High two. One day soon. High three to take me. High four to his new world. High five for eternal life. One more time. High five. 1, 2, 3, 4. High five. 1, 2, 3, 4. High five. Give me a big high five.
The Effective Ministry Podcast is a production of YouthWorks in Sydney. We want to see effective youth and children's ministry in every church. And one of the ways that you can help us do that is by letting people know about this podcast in all the usual ways, like, comment, share, and review on your favorite social media and podcasting platform. If you've got comments, thoughts, or questions for this podcast, you can email us at effectiveministrypodcast@youthworks.net. And also check out youthworks.net for other ways that YouthWorks can help you have an effective youth and children's ministry in your church.